Last time on Questies, we joined a plucky team of adventurers led by esteemed divination wizard Valna Sithreth hundreds of years ago, en route to the coastal town of Cadbury to investigate reports of a mysterious disease and to meet with their colleague Franz Fritz. They found the town a smoldering ruin with only a single clue, a beheaded nobleman. Valna cast her divination magic to piece together what happened in the fateful town. I'm Garrett, the Dungeon Master, joined by Eno,
the esteemed paladin Turgid Glowerskell,
Ro,
Kitty Chlamydia, elf ranger, and her wolf companion Nibbles,
Jules,
Jill Scorny was war chief of the Subatai,
and Grady,
barrel broad chest, dwarf bard.
And this is Questies!
Olin was a simple farmer who planted simple crops in the simple town of Canterbury. After his simple days working the simple land, he would go home each simple night and sleep simply in his simple bed. Which is why he detested Baron Wilfred, a complicated man with complicated clothes and complicated words and even more complicated ideas. So distracted was Olin by his resentment that he did not notice the simple purple glow coming from his simple drinking well. And so, after a few days of feeling simply dreadful, he wandered into town to simply let off some steam. Then Olin had a simple idea. Why not simply kill complicated Wilfred with his complicated shoes and complicated face? So he did, using the simplest plan he could think of, biting his neck. To Olin's surprise, after the bite, Wilfred's previously complicated head was lying rather simply on the ground. And why stop now? Why not kill the rest of the town and raise it to the ground? It simply made sense. After Olin was done making everything as simple as himself, all he could think about was simply diving in the water, swimming as deeply as he could, and simply throwing himself into the much simpler void of Lord Master Zarpluza Grimthox. Simple.
Sounds like we're going spelunking!
I'm down for a dunk.
Yeah, so that's what you saw. It's simply wonderful.
Valna, what is the meaning of this?
It seems... I'm trying to come up with a good voice for her that isn't like, Valna.
The town's drinking water seemed like it's completely unsafe, contaminated in fact. You know how Osha would look upon this.
I'm not sure it's the town's fault, Turgid. Shall we go investigate one of the wells before we deep dive?
You got it, Bill.
Yes.
All right, who wants to take that mantle?
Turgid, of course.
All right.
Yeah, the safety officer would inspect the well for safety. Yeah, so I guess Turgid goes up to the well. Is there a rope that goes down it?
Yeah.
All right, Turgid asks for two people to belay them and make sure everything is completely up to code and safe. And who would those two people be? I imagine Kitty.
Kitty will help.
Kitty, Beryl, you two seem trustworthy. Jelts, you don't.
You no offense. Lift it up like and throw it in the air.
Take me down at this well. I'll grab some of the water into my water skin, and we can further investigate.
Sounds good.
All right. So you get a bucket full of water.
Yeah, and I test the temperature of the water.
It's unusually high
for being like underground water.
Yeah, underground water. Yeah.
I relay that to the others and take up some water as a sample for Valna to have.
Okay.
Assuming Valna would be able to test it.
She's going to keep it on her. I guess, yeah, maybe she'll do a little bit of divination magic and it will glow slightly purple. And she says, this is that dreadful substance we're investigating. It seems it's upgraded from just infecting random beasts around the area, and it's starting to infect humans themselves.
Well, Valna, I'll say that the meter also noticed it is unusually warm for the kind of water it is. So that is to take that into account as well. There's something strange going on with it. Certainly it's some sort of magic or some evil chemical that corporate lobbyists did not let the FDA regulate. I'm sorry.
I don't think that this is the result of fracking.
You sound more sure than you should be, Valna. Hey, fracking, one of the greatest misdeeds done in this here land. I shall destroy all frackers with my own mighty sword and shield.
Turgid, you remember we killed the frack cult years ago.
If any of them remain anywhere near 1,000 miles of my blade, they shall taste cold just as the way they did before many years ago. Yep. I do relish that memory, Valna.
Valna puts her hand on your, I guess your shoulder armor.
Oh yeah, it's very decked out.
Oh, and she says, well, we did get called here. Does anybody want to take a look to see if Fritz has been in the area? It seems he's been on the Fritz.
Sure, I'll check for him. And I put my hands up to my mouth and I bellow, Fritz, are you about?
Okay, no one answers.
I'm sorry, Valna. He doesn't seem to be here.
Well, knowing Fritz, he may have dove in before us, so shall we get going?
Silly Fritz. Better catch up.
Hold on. We can spare a moment to loot this burning town, surely. I wouldn't say loot. I mean, discretionary reappropriation. That's what I mean. These goods are abandoned by the status of the, you know, legal code broccoli for 37.
Jelts, this is not part of our mission. We are here under the orders of Valna, and we shall stay focused, damn it. We're not here to make money. We're being paid plenty for this. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Are you unhappy with the stipend that the Ada Academy has afforded to you?
Well, when I do my field work in the past, I was able to take a small amount on top of what was agreed to in the written contract.
Well, perhaps we can search the town for perishables.
Yes, clues, let's say.
Sure.
Maybe valuable clues.
Valuable clues.
Let's go to that noble's house.
All right, yeah, you want to search the town a little bit first? I guess Jelts will go off and search the town. What does everybody else want to do? I'll make Jelts roll in a second. I just want to find out.
As safety officer, Turgid is staying with the caravan.
Okay.
Kitty and Nibbles just do some play wrestling.
That's so cute.
Beryl will play a song for them.
Turgid looks on with affection in their heart.
Roll an investigation check to see what kind of mad loot you got, Jelts.
Those fools not taking goods from a perfectly fine burning city. I get a 9. I'm running around kicking burning boards away.
All right. There are no bodies, but in some of the houses you find, like, you know, the register. And so you find about 4 gold total.
Ugh, I'm out of practice at this.
And Valna comes up and she says, it's been a while since you've been a raider.
Yes, I've missed those days more than you can realize. Nothing like the smell of a burning city. It only misses the burning flesh of the pitiful humans that lived here.
I can't imagine that we're not going to be in some kind of raiding pickle down below the sea here, so maybe that could keep your hopes up.
Yes, yes, I look forward to that.
Shall we, team?
Let's
go pickle raiding.
What should we do with the caravan?
Can it swim?
Nope.
Can we carry everything we need?
Yeah, you mostly brought what was on your person. You kind of expected to get here and then travel on foot, I think.
How many people are driving the caravan? Or is it just us?
It's just you.
Oh, okay.
Kitty was the driver, so I guess there's just 2 horses in a caravan.
If we're leaving the caravan behind, I'm gonna, like, give the horses a meaningful look that are like, don't wait for us.
If yes.
Something comes and threatens you, save yourselves.
Okay.
We will give these horses a proper burial. Come, Turgid, let us build the funeral pyre. We will send them off into the next world.
I'm sure Nibbles could take one alive.
Jelts, you really deign to come to me and ask to build an open flame in the middle of a town?
A burning town, Turgid.
It's not the town's fault, Jelts. You know that. I know that. Damn it, man.
I'm going to untie them so they're free to return to the forest if they need. They're okay. Good horses.
You fool, Kitty. These horses will soon be overtaken by that purple evil substance. Better burn them alive now. Give them a proper death.
How dare you talk about my friends that way? I have an innate ability to communicate with beasts, and they recognize me as a kindred spirit.
Well, I can't breathe underwater, personally. Is there something you're going to help us with?
Well, gang, so I've got this neat water-breathing ritual, so I'll hand everyone a piece of straw. Don't lose it, because you're going to use it to breathe through.
Could the horses potentially use it?
If we want to bring them, if they, you know, I don't know if they feel like coming on this part of the adventure. But they could.
I don't know if that's a great idea. I can't imagine a lot of places under the sea that are great.
Horse-friendly?
Horse-friendly.
I'd rather leave them to be able to go to the forest to find a nice pasture to roam in.
Kitty, what about Nibbles and the business?
Oh, they're coming. If they're willing creatures, boy are they coming.
Good. The business has always wanted to see the bottom of the ocean. They always tell me that.
So if we're all ready, Velma, I'll say my incantation and we'll be off.
Well, team, are we ready to dive?
I sure am. All right. So everyone, you got your piece of straw? Here we go. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
And now... You're going to cast it as a ritual, right? If you cast a spell as a ritual, it takes 10 minutes, but it does not expend a spell slot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you have to say that for the next 10 minutes, bro.
Yeah. She just has to sit there and say that over and over.
I'm just going to, like, sit on the ground and sort of meditate and be like, darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter.
Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Down where it's wetter. Down where it's wetter.
I love that you don't sing the whole song. You just...
Okay, so now we can breathe underwater for 24 hours.
So, Gil, spring on all four.
We've got
you,
a little piece of straw.
Little pieces of straw.
That we breathe through. Handed them out, remember?
Okay, yeah,
like
yeah.
Magic snorkels.
Sure, yeah. You describe how it works then.
I mean, it's basically just like a bendy straw that you put the short end in your mouth and then the long end sticking up. And that's enough for you to be able to breathe underwater with now. So don't lose your piece of straw, gang. Because I brought enough for everyone, but... you'll probably drown if you lose it. So, be careful.
You hear that, the business? Mind your straw.
Doesn't seem very safe to me.
Okay, you give a piece of straw to everybody and you wade in the water. Valna notes, she says, it doesn't look like there's any purple residue in the ocean water. It was only the fresh water. So I think we should be good there. Shall we dive and follow that poor wayward soul?
Heck yes.
Indeed. I'll go first.
Cool. Listen.
Turgid walks into the ocean toward the spot where we're supposed to go. Turgid is weighed down also by a 200-pound cast iron sledgehammer.
Okay, wow.
Called it the Knock.
So Cadbury itself lives on a sheer cliff, but there's sort of a pathway down to get all the way down to the ocean. And once you're in the ocean, however, it's very rocky and becomes deep very quickly. So I think Turgid enters the water and starts saying what they were saying before and just immediately sinks.
Very quickly. Very quickly.
Out of view and just like, pew!
Yeah. And the way I see it is Turgid like takes the sledgehammer out and puts like a foot on either side of it as they're going down to like a... some sort of crazy, like, sledgehammer power drill
anchor
thing. Anchor, basically, yeah. Basically a big anchor, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Turgid is super deep in, and everybody else is behind. We have Jelts, Kitty, Beryl, the business, and Nibbles are all swimming down together.
Mm-hmm.
Valna, do you have any way of keeping things from getting wet? I've got these bureaucrats, you know, my forms, my stamps, my quill.
Perhaps we could try to put it in one of these bags, one of these leather bags I have.
Yes, okay. As long as you keep your books in there, trust you know what you're doing.
Sure, sure. And she puts it in the same sort of school professor's leather bag that she's had on her with her books and studies and takes it from you. It's not a lot, right?
No, it's just like a little box, I think.
Okay.
Could I put my stuff in that too?
Sure. She carries all of your perishable, I guess, wet parchments and stuff and puts them in this. And it looks like it's like slightly magical, so it doesn't get this stuff wet. And you swim down, and then you keep swimming down and down and down and down. What I want you to do, maybe, is make each one of you make an athletics check for me.
Oh, God, fucking damn it.
Yeah, I got an 8.
I got a 12.
I got a 10.
Should 19. I do a roll for Nibbles?
Yes.
Nibbles got a 16.
Okay, anyone who didn't make a 10 takes 2 points in, like, exhaustion damage. from having to swim and swim and swim downward. It's a little odd feeling that you can breathe underwater, but you just keep swimming downward.
Ouch.
Oh, God, I inhaled some water through my nose.
Mm-hmm. Even though you have water breathing, that still hurts somehow.
God, it's not comfortable. I sneezed underwater.
And then I want everyone to do a perception check.
13.
I got 21.
I got 27.
27!
Yeah, my perception is plus 10.
Fuck!
Wow. Wow. Should I do one for Nibbles?
Sure.
You're a wise bard.
Nibbles got a 21 as well.
Wow. Okay, so Beryl is the first to notice this, but Kitty and Nibbles notice it immediately thereafter. It's getting darker and darker, so I guess... Does anyone have dark vision?
I have 60 feet of dark vision.
Okay, so Beryl notices...
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, great. Then it works out flavorfully.
Turgid doesn't end as sinking like a rock to the bottom ahead of everybody else.
Turgid, you goose. Get back up here.
Turgid is carrying about 400 pounds of stuff and cannot...
I'm gonna have Turgid do some rolls here, but
that's fair.
In the meantime, Kitty and Beryl both notice that you've been sort of sinking next to this sheer underwater rock cliff, but it bends in a little bit and you can see bubbles sort of coming out from this indent in the cave wall as you float, as you sort of are swimming down. And if you go towards it, you imagine there might be something worth checking out over there. But maybe we should deal with Turgid. I'm sorry, I don't know why I can't. Turgid.
Yeah.
Has Turgid sunk so quickly that it is beyond reason for Nibbles and I to go help?
No, but first let me see. Turgid, can you roll in athletics for your swimming ability?
Sure. It's going to be 15.
Okay, so you managed to stabilize yourself, but what you can't do is stop your momentum. So, Kitty, you notice this as well as everybody else.
All right, so...
I would also be sinking.
Jelts, if you're also sinking, do an athletics check.
22.
You just, with raw, sheer strength, you're able to sort of level yourself.
Is the business swimming? Or is the business just always with Turgid?
The business is probably swimming. So the business is probably behind with the rest of the party, and Turgid just trusts the business to follow.
Okay. So Nibbles and Kitty will give each other a knowing look that easily communicates, let's go get this guy. And do we need to get both Turgid and Jelts, or just Turgid?
Jelts is going to need a little bit of help, but Turgid's the one who's sinking like an anchor.
Okay. So Kitty and Nibbles will each take one side of Turgid and sort of grab by the wrists. Me with my hands, Nibbles with a very gentle gumming of your wrist while still managing to keep Nibbles' straw in her mouth.
Yeah, that's. I mean, probably have a gauntlet on, so probably good.
Yeah, yeah. To help push Turgid up to this cave area that Kitty is dying to explore.
Do an athletics check along with one for Nibbles as well.
Okay. Kitty got a critical fail, so six.
Okay.
Nibbles got 19 plus 7, so 26.
26 for Nibbles. I think Nibbles does most of the work here.
Yeah.
So I think Nibbles is literally like, with an arm of Turgid in Nibbles' mouth.
He is, like, too busy looking around, being like, wow, look at all this great stuff down here that I wish I was exploring.
I think Kitty's singing to herself, underwater, my friends, you're my underwater friends, you're my underwater friends.
Underwater, 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 underwater.
Yep, and Nibbles the Wolf is able to sort of drag you to beneath this alcove in the underwater cliff face, and you can see up, and there's actually a surface of a water and what looks like air above it. You must have traveled pretty far down, though, like several hundred feet deep to get to this point. Are there any bright ideas for Jelts?
Turgid will tie a piece of rope to the knock, the giant sledgehammer, and throw the knock to Jelts to grab onto so that then we can pull Jelts toward us.
Do you want me to make a check to see if I see this? This seems like a very unsafe thing to do, by the way.
Yeah, I realized that afterwards.
Turgid knows how to tie a knot, thank you.
So I'm going to make a perception check to see if I notice this giant hammer that's falling down towards me before it hits me.
Yeah, that's not a really good way to alert somebody underwater.
Let's roll it, because you guys can't really talk at the moment.
Yeah.
I got a 17.
All right, you notice it just in time to catch it, but now I need you to do a dex save because it's coming at you. Did you just get a natural one?
Yeah, I got a natural one, so that's a two.
Okay, it hits you in the face. I think that, like, no matter what, like, underwater, it's going to slow things down enough. So you're just going to take 2 points of bludgeoning damage.
I grab on and try to hoist myself up.
Okay, you guys are going to surface then on the... Because you need to anchor yourselves, otherwise he's just going to pull you back down.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're just going to, like, pop out on this area.
Yeah, is there like, somewhere above ground, like, to hang on to? Like, because there's, like, an air pocket, right? Is there, like, a wall, like, a rock thing, like, anything to, like, anchor myself to and then pull with my immense Goliath strength?
What I'm asking is, are you surfacing in this bubble before you try to anchor it?
I'm probably kind of trying to do both at once because I feel like there's not much time, so...
Okay, you're trying to do that, and you surface in this cave, and you hear yelling.
Oh, boy.
So Beryl, Kitty, and Nibbles all surface while Turgid is behind them. He's trying to tie this rope off to get Jelts, who's behind. So what I need Nibbles, Kitty, and Beryl to do is roll initiative.
I'm 17.
And Nibbles gets 12.
Okay, so I got 13 for my initiative.
Okay. And Beryl?
I got 9.
Okay, so we have initiative rolled here. So you surface in this air pocket cavern, and you see these two humanoid fish creatures and a third one dressed a little fancier. So up first on the initiative is one of these fish guys, and he is going to attack Beryl and Kitty with two crossbow shots, with a hand crossbow he's got.
What an asshole.
So the first is on Kitty, and he's going to roll a 20. It's 13 plus 7 is 20.
BT dubs, I'm always alert and can't be surprised, so creatures don't get advantage on me.
Oh, okay. He doesn't have advantage, but you... That's good to know.
Okay.
So does a 20 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay, so he's gonna do 10 piercing damage to you.
What a motherfucker.
And you must succeed on a DC 13 constitution saving throw or be poisoned for 1 hour.
12.
Okay, so you're poisoned, which means you have disadvantage on skill checks, I believe, and also attack throws.
Actually, hold on. Where is Kitty? Kitty's within 10 feet of me. You get plus 1 on all saving throws. All
right, so she makes it then.
Woo! Yeah.
Great. Aura of protection. Paladin.
Thanks, Turgid.
Oh, yeah.
So up next is Jelts, who is... You're underwater still, so can you do an athletics check to see if you can swim using your anchor?
I got a 19.
19, okay. And Turgid, can I have you also make an athletics check?
For sure. It's going to be 15.
Okay, yeah. So you manage to sort of anchor to yourself. You grab onto a rock on the shore. With the rope in your other hand, you're able to just sort of yank Jelts up towards you.
Hell yeah.
So Jelts is able to, I guess, be flung onto the shore. So wherever you want to fling yourself.
How much of my movement did that take?
I guess it took half of your movement.
It's probably going to be somewhere near Turgid. All
right.
And also we should do that, like, fucking predator arm muscle bump.
Yeah. And all all wet, so it works out great.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we bump. And I surface and I fly into a blood-curdling rage.
Ah! Oh boy, you guys are gonna wreck these guys, aren't you?
And I use another 20 feet of movement.
Yeah, you get half your movement to get next to Turgid, and you are flung 5 feet into the air and land on your feet, and you still have half your movement.
All right, so that was half my movement to get where I am now.
Okay.
Which is about 15 feet away from them.
Yep.
I'm not some kind of namby-pamby ranged attack-having person, so I'm going to action surge and move right up in this fish guy's face and spit on him and go, "Ah, I'll kill you. I'll kill your family." That's all I can do.
Okay, it's that guy's turn.
Run away, you pitiful fish-faced fuck.
So you guys surfaced in this large bubble cavern that is air. And what you saw on high ground is two sword and crossbow-wielding fish people and a third fish person wearing robes and with like an amulet. Tierra. They were definitely, they heard you from underneath the water, so they were kind of ready for you. Your attackers are bipedal humanoid reptilian creatures with damp, pale orange skin and large, fish-like black eyes. They are hunched over but upright, would stand about 7 feet tall. Gills on their necks indicate they are amphibious, and they have webbed hands and feet. They are clothed in armor and wield weapons, but appear disheveled and battle-worn. Each of them is glowing with a strong purple aura, and their veins are deep black and visible through their skin. The fish guy that Jelts just spit all over, not just with the initial spit, with also with the scream, is going to unsheathe a short sword and slash at Jelts twice. The first hit is going to be a 19 plus 7 is a 26.
That's a hit.
So it's... Whew, these guys are rough. Yeah, 6 piercing damage and 10 poison damage.
All right, I only take half of that because I am raging, and I have resistance to all non-psychic damage.
Jesus, that's fucking nuts. Okay, up next in the order is Turgid.
All right, Turgid, I guess, has pulled up Jelts and takes back the knock. So you said their veins are black and they look pretty evil?
I don't know if they inherently look evil, but they look possessed.
Turgid is just gonna run up to the fish guy on the... or the closest fish guy to Turgid and just give that fish guy a good old stabbing through with the meter. See what the internal temperature of this fish guy really is.
Right.
And...
attack him.
And that's gonna be... The 17 hit?
17 hit. No.
All right. And then with this miss, Turgid then retracts the sword and takes another slash across the fish guy's face and critically fails. So.
All right. OSHA has failed you in these deep, deep depths.
Well, Turgid is pretty clumsy.
Yeah. Next up in the order is the fish mage, who is going to, as a bonus action, take both of his webbed hands and sort of cross them in front of his chest, and they're going to glow, and he's going to cast mage armor on himself as a bonus action. Then he's going to cast summon demon, and he's going to drop to the ground and put his fishy, damp, pale orange hands on the cave floor, and he's just gonna sort of rumble the ground a little bit, and he's going to summon a wispy purple mist demon near the opening to sort of try to flank the rest of the party, and that is gonna be his turn. And next up is Kitty.
So Kitty is gonna run over east so she can shoot the purple demon with her longbow. Does 14 hit?
Yes.
Ooh, that's unexpected.
Just hits.
And it does 12 piercing damage.
Okay, it's going to take half that. So it's going to take 6 damage. So you shoot this arrow and it kind of flows through this misty form, but it does, like, in the area that the arrow pierced, it kind of turns gray and crumbles to ash and wisps away, and it's Nibble's turn. Unless you have something else, like a bonus action or anything?
I guess I'm just gonna yell to Nibbles, "Don't bite those fish guys! Looks like there's something wrong with those creeps." And I think Nibbles is just gonna run to Kitty's side to be there to fight back-to-back if needed.
Alright, Beryl, you're up.
Alright, even the dog got to go before me, but...
Nibbles is a wolf, thank you. If you wouldn't disparage my best friend.
I meant no offense, friend. And I pat Nibbles on the head. There's a bonus action.
Nibbles does the thing with her back leg where, like, she goes to, like, scratch herself because you've hit that itchy spot.
Cool. So I'm gonna cast Bane on these three foes.
The three fish guys on the elevated platform on the other side of the cavern?
Those are the foes I speak of. I say to them, a pox on your house! And, there's a lot of components to this spell. So I also prick my finger with my dagger, and then as the both the motion and the element, I flick a drop of blood at them rudely. So those three creatures have to make charisma saving throws.
Charisma saving throws. All right. The first, the westernmost fish guy is going to fail. The center one is going to, does a 24 pass probably?
Oh, it is 15.
15. Okay. So the second one passes and then the mage is going to get a 7 and fail.
Okay.
No, the first one failed. The second one passed and the mage failed.
Gotcha. So whenever a target that fails a saving throw makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell's end, the target must roll a d4 and subtract the number. Wow. From the attack roll or saving throw.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. So take that, you foul fish fiends.
All right, I'll mark them both. And anything else? Movement?
Yeah, I'll pull back a little bit. I'm not much of a up-close kind of fighter.
All right, so fish guy on the left is next, who's going to take two short sword with his poison short sword attacks at Turgid. And the first one is going to be a 23.
That'll hit.
Okay, so he does 6 piercing damage plus 8 poison damage.
Okay.
So you take 14 damage from the first hit. The second hit is going to be a 19 plus 7 is a 26. He's rolling on fire today.
Yeah, that'll hit.
He's going to do...
You got to subtract a 1d4 from that.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. What was the first one, did I say? It was like a 23?
23, yeah.
Actually, I got to roll a d4, so let me... Okay, so a 21 hits though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I just said 26, right?
Yeah, so that's...
So I don't think it's even possible.
My AC is 20, yeah.
He hit on the second one. He's going to do 5 piercing plus... 7 poison.
So another 12.
Yeah, I think that's his turn. So next is Jelts.
All right, so this fish mage, what's he holding in his hand? When he cast that spell, did he have like an arcane focus or something? Or was he just doing it with like his own body?
Around his neck, he has a necklace and a pendant in the shape of an eye.
All right.
Like an eyeball or the letter I?
Like an eyeball.
Okay.
Today right. is brought to you by the letter I.
All right. Well, I'm going to attack recklessly. And I'm going to take a -5 to my attack roll in order to do 10 extra damage if I hit.
Wow. Jesus.
All right. I get a 21.
You wait, and then you subtract 5, right?
No, that's 21 all day. I got a 26, and a -5 is 21.
All right, you fucking hit him. The mage, right?
Yeah, and then so I do 23 damage to him, and then I'm going to use a trip attack to knock him to the ground. My superiority die. I do 8 extra damage to him as I trip him, and he has to make a DC 16 strength saving throw or be tripped.
Okay, well, he has -d4 to that, so and he got a 5, so... He right. is prone on the ground.
I have advantage on my next attack because he's on the ground. So I don't have to swing recklessly, but I'll still do the same roll. I crit.
Oh, no! All right, how do you want to do this?
I want to smash his little fishy face into a pulp. Because I'm using a maul, by the way. It's a giant club, and I'm just bashing him and smashing him.
Jesus.
Being a barbarian is so fun.
I get an extra attack because I crit. I attack the fish guy next to me.
Wait. Before you do that, you literally pummel this fish mage. I think you were aiming to try to destroy his arcane focus, but it shatters in each blow as you just pummel his face and like little fishy bones underneath his skin just crack and blood seeps out everywhere. And he just does not even have a fucking face anymore as you pummel him with your mace, and then you turn towards his sword wielding friend.
Yep. And I got a 19 on that attack.
You got a 19?
Yeah.
And this guy, yeah, that hits. Just hits.
That's 13 damage.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And I'll use another superiority die and knock him to the ground. That's a DC 16 saving throw.
What kind?
Strength.
Alright, he got 17 plus 1.
He made his throw.
He made his throw because he's the one that was not poisoned.
Alright, well, he takes an extra 4 damage anyway.
Alright.
I'll eat you like a stick. A fish stick.
Yikes, man. Jesus fucking Christ. That's incredible. I mean, I guess that's what happens when you crit.
Yeah.
So the mage basically just made another creature and then died. Next is the westernmost fish guy, the one who is poisoned, who was just hit by Jelts, is going to respond by jabbing at Jelts with his short sword.
All right, he has advantage.
He has advantage?
Yeah, because I'm so reckless.
Okay, all right. So he rolled a 2 on the first attack, and then he rolled a 13.
My AC is 16.
Okay, so he misses. Does he has advantage on all or just the next attack?
All, until my next turn. All
right, so he's going to short sword you again, and this time he's going to get a 19.
Yep.
It's going to do 4 piercing damage plus 14 poison damage.
All right, so I take 9 damage all day. In my rage, I hardly feel the blow.
Yeah, I guess he slams this poison sword on you, but you...
My blood is so hot, it disables most of the poison.
Turgid is next.
Turgid is mad. And Turgid is gonna take the meter, and even disregarding trying to take the temperature of this boy, is gonna just swing it straight up and down, slicing it vertically over this fish guy's face who just hit Turgid. 22 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. So how's 11 damage?
11 damage. All right, you slice him across the stomach.
I guess he gets his head out of the way in time, and then his stomach gets sliced.
Yeah, and it's a big gash, and, like, this bizarre, like, black and purple blood seeps out from his belly.
And with my second attack, I get, God, I'm rolling a shit. 15 does not hit, right?
No.
Okay, but I will use my bonus action, because I have attacked, to shove with my shield, with the citation, against this fish guy to push him 5 feet backwards.
And what is the citation?
The citation is my shield, and I'm a shield master, so I can shove with my shield as a bonus action if I attacked. So I believe shove is a strength contest.
Okay, this guy's poisoned, so he gets an 8.
How about 21?
Yeah, he's shoved.
Great. I shove him back, and then I'm gonna...
Shove him towards me, Turgid.
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing. We're gonna be fighting these guys flanked side to side. You can shove this boy how you want to.
He'll be shoved, and does he go prone or just go backwards?
I think he just gets shoved backwards. I don't think he goes prone.
He barely manages to stand up because he trips over bits of fish skull that have been left from his mage brother.
And Turgid will yell, Kitty, Beryl, are you two all right down there?
I guess so. There's this fucking purple demon, so we'll see.
Oh, it's always a merry day for fighting.
Great. Okay, I'll be here if you need me. And Turgid moves up one step toward the fish guys again.
Okay, Kitty's turn is next.
All right, so I'm going to do my bonus action first, which is to do lightning arrow. So I'm going to yell, pew, pew. So then I'm going to shoot my lightning arrow at the purple demon.
Okay.
So do the attack roll as normal. So that's 24. Does that hit?
It will hit.
And the target takes 4d8 lightning damage on a hit.
Kill the demon. Drink its blood.
16 lightning damage.
And then each creature around it must make it. But there's nothing
around
it.
Within 10 feet, but there's nothing within 10 feet.
Mm-hmm. All right. You pull back your arrow and shoot it. And lightning energy. You're not going to like me. I'm going to have to sleep on the couch tonight. Because you shoot this lightning arrow at this beast. And it passes entirely through it.
Aww.
And hits the other side of the wall and explodes in a shower of lightning energy. And the demon just sort of scoffs at you.
Motherfucker.
The Questies are Eno Exentiev, Andrew Limbong, Grady Olson, Jules, Roe, and me, Garrett Gardner. New Questies theme by Eno Exentiev. Dungeon mastering, editing, and music by me. Check out Questies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Questies Podcast, and visit our website at questies.cool.